Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs alone. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain Programs with Dr. Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong, DO. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you.
Yes.
As always, we have an exciting show to share with you today, but we want our listeners to know that our message here is to prove that chronic disorders can be cured without the use of drugs and surgery. And by that, we mean you do not even need our treatment after a while if you follow our diet recommendations, stress management techniques, and lifestyle modifications. And you will be symptom-free, and you will not need drugs or surgery should you need it.
In fact, most chronic disorders, I would say 90-95% of them are very easy to treat. Almost every single new patient come to us get dramatically better. This should be worldwide headline news, but you don't hear it because medicine today is about money.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very easy to cure almost anything in the early stage or moderate to severe by restoring health. We don't have any health care in this country. That's why we have this health care crisis. Nobody, no doctor can get the patient healthy so they don't take any drugs. Everybody's on drugs forever. So this should be headline news. Unfortunately, the medical profession are not really interested in a cure, restoring health. Rather, they want to keep on pushing for drugs for the drug company.
Right, right. So to reiterate, our guest from last week actually was a very, very amazing show. Vonda from Oceanside was suffering from severe headaches, brain fog, diabetes for the past 3 years, high blood sugar, fatigue. She was extremely tired, and she had pain everywhere in her body, hips, legs, and feet. The pain she's had actually for about 15 years.
Her problem is lifelong. She had gone through a lifetime history of different abuses.
Right.
And her main symptom is her thyroid is low, and she was so tired.
Right. And she was on antidepressants. They wanted to, they did a thyroidectomy on her and put her on synthetic thyroid, but it did not help. She went to 25 doctors over the years. And she said one alternative doctor who tried to help her with hormonal imbalance, but even then she did not have any relief at all. After the first treatment, her headache completely went away. Her brain fog was gone. She felt lighter, carefree. She had no pain anywhere. And
she had all kinds of energy. Now, that's a point I want to make, okay? You think that if you remove your thyroid, you have no energy. But once you connect the energy, the chi, the energy from the spirit that keep us alive, that give us all the functions, then everything's normal. The doctor cannot remove 100% of all the thyroid cells. So there are still clumps of thyroid cells, and that would be enough. So you hope for the whole week. You know, she was so
right,
so energetic that her husband initially was so negative. Right, Frank, I'll say that this is another one of those nonsense you say in front of me, okay?
Very negative.
Yeah, that wouldn't do any good. But then he was advertising for us after the first treatment.
He couldn't believe it. Actually, after the first treatment, she walked out. She danced down the hallway.
Yeah,
she was
exactly, dancing
in front of him. She also stopped her diabetic medications, and her blood sugars were 98, 100, 127 at highest.
And she stopped her thyroid.
She had so much energy. She came back for a second treatment because she overdid it, which is very common with our patients. They feel so good after the first treatment, they overdo it. And, after the first treatment, you still are depleted and still have blockages, which is why when you overdo it, you can crash. So we tell our patients, don't overdo it, slowly get back into it, especially if you haven't been doing things like that for a long time. And she was nonstop all weekend. Came back for a second treatment, also felt wonderful again, she's been doing well ever since.
Another point I want to make is that common people think that, if you're on thyroid for a long time, you suddenly stop it, that would be very dangerous. Her husband, when I tell her to stop her thyroid right away, if she feels better after the first treatment, he kind of threatened me. He said that, well, if my wife die, yeah, you'll be the first one I call.
Well, I mean, she's not going to die if she stops the thyroid.
But instead of dying, she's much more alive without the thyroid hormones.
Amazing, amazing case. Give us a call, 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information. Okay, I'd like to welcome our first guest with us today, Peter. Welcome, Peter.
Hi, Peter.
Hi. Hi, Dr. Lane. Hi, Dr. Tong.
Hello. Yeah. Welcome to our show, and thank you so much for taking the time today to share your story with us.
Sure.
Give us a little background, where you're from, what you do, and how you came about to see us.
Well, I live in Long Beach. I'm unemployed, and I was working at a job, and I was moving some cargo, and I twisted my knee about 3 months ago, and I tried to rehab my knee on my own. It progressively got worse to the point where I had to do something about it, and I didn't want to go the surgery route or the pill route, so I was looking for an alternative to that, and I found Dr. Tong online.
You didn't try anybody else first? Did you try anybody?
No.
No, okay.
No. I didn't want to go there.
Yeah.
And so I had come to see you because I wanted to try your method because it was non-surgical, non-invasive.
How did you find out about us? How did you know about us?
I went online. I was looking for pain relief.
Oh.
And you guys came up.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Wow. That's good. Now, what happened with your knee? Because you twisted it. So did it swell immediately or did it get – and what were your disabilities?
Well, it didn't swell immediately. It just had some pain in it. And then over the last 3 months, it just got progressively worse and started to swell larger and larger to the point where I couldn't move my knee. I couldn't sit down or stand up without help.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just progressively getting much more painful to the point where I couldn't sleep at night anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to do something about it.
And you said you had no strength.
No strength. I couldn't get up without help. I had to pull up on something or have somebody pull me out of my chair.
You could not stand on it.
Towards the end, I was using a walker.
Okay. Mm.
Right. So when you first came in, actually, you could not get up without great difficulty or using your hands, correct?
Yeah, I had to pull on something. I couldn't get up by myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I saw that, I suggest that we do a YouTube video to tape you before our treatment because I know I can get you better. And then you are very nice to agree to it and tell us what happened after the first treatment.
Well, we did the first treatment in the office, and about a half hour after the treatment was finished, I was able to get out of the chair by myself unaided. It was like I couldn't believe the difference.
Yeah, in fact, you were sitting
quickly.
Down. Yeah, in fact, you were sitting down after the treatment, and I come to you with some information. You just stood up. You just stood up like this, and I say, what happened to you? You start laughing.
Yeah. Well, it was like my old self. I go, wow, I can stand up. Wow, this is great. And then the swelling of my knee went down about half, just within half an hour, just like, whoa,
right.
Like somebody deflated a balloon.
Even like during the treatment, I think you were telling
me
that it was
already
almost deflating.
Yeah, during the treatment, you were going
deflating.
Down. I told you.
Amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the strength was better, and the pain, what about the pain?
Oh, pain dropped by about half.
Okay.
It was amazing. It's like the pain was down a half, the swelling was down by half. And that's just in the first half hour. I was like, oh, I was amazed.
And you were walking like you had no pain.
Like no
pain. Yeah, I was walking really well. Compared before, I was coming in, I couldn't hardly stand on it, and I couldn't hardly walk on it. I was able to take regular, I wasn't, well, not full strides, but I was able to do a three-quarter stride.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Actually, for the listeners, you know, we'll be putting up your YouTube, the video, so that the people can see the before, how you struggle to get up even with your hands. And then afterwards, I wish I taped you when I just walked to you, and then you stood up just automatically, like nothing.
Yeah.
Well, the treatment just completely freed me up and allowed me to stand straight up like that. That was amazing.
Right. Yeah. Now, so then what happened that day or the next day?
Well, I was...
She referred to the fact that you were trying to train for Olympics. Because you're so well.
I didn't follow your instructions on that. I was feeling so good. I was out doing stuff, and I went swimming and hopped in a pool, and before I knew it, I just took and deflated my treatment. So
well, what happened was also the water was very cold.
Oh.
Very cold in the pool. Right.
Right.
Water was cold, and cold water just closes up your veins and everything. And
you could feel that everything was constricted, and that decreases the circulation to that area.
Correct.
That was actually a worse factor.
The coldness, you know, right?
Yeah.
If it was warm water, actually, you probably would not have been improved. Right.
You might
exactly.
improve. But the cold water constricted all your circulation, and without the circulation, you demand your muscle to work.
Right.
And that's why you feel you have that big exacerbation.
Right. But although when you did come back, it wasn't nearly as bad as the first time.
Not even like before.
Right.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, I came back 2 days later for another treatment because of the water. And even when I came back the second time, my swelling was still down by half.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I lost function because of the constriction.
Right.
But I got another treatment, and I was back to where I was after the first treatment.
And also, even when you came back the second time, you were still able to get up on your own. I mean, not as well as after the first treatment, but it wasn't
correct.
Nearly as debilitating as when before you first came. So.
No, I was, when I came back for the second treatment, I was able to get out of the chair by myself.
Right.
As opposed to the first time.
So how are you doing now?
Oh, I'm doing good. I slept last night really well.
Good.
For the first time in a couple of months because I haven't been able to sleep because of the pain.
Mm-hmm.
But I slept well last night, and today is there's less pain today and less swelling again. So I'm amazed. In just a couple, 3 days now, I've had so much progress. I'm totally amazed.
Yeah, one treatment by me and one treatment by Dr. Lane. That's all you have, correct?
Yes, correct. That's two treatments, one from each.
I want the listeners to know this. Okay, this sounds incredible, sound like we're making it up, but it's true. It's true all the time.
And we have the proof.
In
and
all
the
time.
Proof.
And that is exactly why I say we need to do the YouTube video. You'll never, unless you're from Hollywood, you'll never be able to act like how you
were
before.
We can't capture it again.
Yeah, once you start walking good, okay, unless you really are an actor, you know, you cannot go back to...
Because even with the exacerbation, it was not nearly as bad as the first time. So
those people who have any kind of injury, any kind of problem, do not go for surgery. Do not go for drugs, okay? Try our treatment first.
Peter was smart.
Yeah, if it doesn't work, it doesn't cause any harm.
Right. You have nothing
to lose. And 95% of the time, you feel amazing. You're just improvement.
Right.
Correct.
Well, Peter, thank you so much for taking the time to share your story. Anything else you want to add?
No, I would just say that come see Dr. Tong first because what he does works. It's miraculous. He'll relieve the pain. He'll get reduced the swelling. And I don't know whatever ails you. Come see him first before you get cut on or get those pills and everything else that the doctors give you.
Hey, we've got to hire you as our spokesman.
Great, Peter.
Thank you.
Yeah. In the pudding, I'm telling you, I can't believe the difference. So, I mean, I was totally amazed when I stood up right after the treatment that.
Exactly.
It was amazing.
Great. Yeah. Have a wonderful weekend and take it easy, okay?
Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Okay, I'd like to welcome our next guest, Kay. Welcome, Kay.
Hi, Kay.
Thank you for calling me.
Thank you for being on our show and joining us today.
My pleasure.
Tell us a little bit of background, where you're from, what you do, and how you came to see Dr. Tong and myself.
Well, I grew up in Northern California, and I was a pretty healthy child.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, as things progressed, I moved further south from Humboldt County, and I was singing in San Francisco with the opera, and then I came to L.A., and I sang with the Roger Wagner Chorale.
Wow.
And wow. I have a wonderful son who's now, I'm not going to tell you how old he is, but he's wonderful. And so I am now living in Southern California in the city of Irvine. And I, as you probably know, I think it was about 10 or 11 years ago when came to Dr. Tong.
Yes.
With bad pain in my lower extremities, but mostly my hips.
Mm-hmm.
As it turned out, I had to have both hips replaced.
Okay.
But it was Dr. Tong who got me through all the pain because the hospital and the physicians don't really tell me what I need to do other than, you know, go home and get well. But because I was in such pain, and I wish I could remember how I found Dr. Tong. I don't know whether it was on the radio or on the internet or
whatever.
You know my wife.
Yeah, you sang with Mei Li. Was that back then? Or maybe it was in the choir?
It could have been. Mm-hmm. You know what? It's been
10 years.
10 years, and yeah. I don't remember. But at any rate, I remembered when I came there and had several of his treatments and how much better I felt. I mean, it was just like I'd walk in pain and walk out, you know, slowly, but feeling much better.
Mm-hmm. And so, how many treatments did you notice that you were pretty much completely well? Do you remember?
Golly, I don't remember, but I think I saw Dr. Tong like every week for, what, a month or so?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So just a few treatments.
I don't remember. And then of course, you know, you get to feeling well and doing okay, and you think you can be on your own, and guess what? Things start to fall apart again. So then I came back to you, Elaine, I think about a year or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then now this time with this rotator cuff or whatever the heck it is.
So tell us what happened.
Well, I mean, what have I had? Two treatments,
but
and I don't have any pain. I have just a little. I don't have full grip on my right hand.
Quite yet, okay.
Yeah, so hopefully that will come. I'm exercising with like a soft ball.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what's gonna strengthen it.
But before you came back this last time, what happened before you came to the treatment last week? You had to go to the emergency room, correct?
Right. I woke up early Sunday morning, almost 2 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
with horrible pain in my right shoulder,
mm-hmm.
and
you couldn't move it, right?
Oh, I couldn't do anything. It hurt so bad. All I wanted to do was cry.
Mm-hmm. And you couldn't drive.
I didn't dare. It was my right arm.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't dare. And so I called the paramedics, and of course they took me to a hospital. I guess I won't mention the name, but at
you
any
can.
Rate,
you
actually,
can.
Any hospital would perform the same.
Yeah. Well,
it was Hogan Irvine. It's okay.
It was
Hogan Irvine.
And you know, they it's so much better than the people that used to be there. But nonetheless, they sent me home after about 3 or 4 hours and a whole bunch of tests and said, we don't find anything wrong with you. But I was still in hideous pain.
Mm-hmm.
The only difference about Hogan is that they're more expensive, maybe.
Well,
so what did they tell you to do? They told you to go see your regular doctor?
They told me to go see my physician.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm the kind of a person that I'm thinking if they've got all this equipment and they've got all of these testing stuff and all of these, you know, people that do nothing but care for people like me, and they can't figure out what's wrong with me, what's another physician going to tell me?
So you don't see a regular doctor. You got to see an irregular doctor, like us.
I know it. I tell you, I love irregular doctors.
Like us, okay?
Yeah, right. At any rate, so needless to say, I didn't see a regular doctor. I came to you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And what I've had, what, two treatments now? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I am doing so much better. I can't. It's amazing.
And so you're just my clone.
You need a clone.
Actually, today I'm so much better than 10 years ago. No exaggeration, okay? Before you get a treatment, you walk out slowly. Today, you're ready.
You walk
for
out dancing.
Dancing actually, and ready to train for Olympics.
But I'm just as good as you too, Dr. Tong, now.
Not quite.
I do have to say one thing, Dr. Tong. She's prettier than you.
Well, that's your opinion.
Yeah.
Not my opinion.
Yeah. Well, at any rate, so thanks to you and your wonderful treatments, which are just almost painless, I am practically a new woman. And I'm about to turn 79, and I feel like I'm 59.
Yeah, and you were able to drive back and move your arm even during the first treatment when you came back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was. Oh, yeah.
You need to learn one lesson, is that to come to see us regularly.
To
visit your irregular doctor regularly.
I'll do better at that, Dr. Tong. I promise you.
It's like a car. A car needs a tune-up. Your body needs a tune-up.
I know it. You know what? The problem is we get going along, and life has gotten to be far more complicated than it ever was when I was growing up.
Right.
And so just even, you know, getting to be this age and trying to take care of oneself is
especially in America.
Yeah.
You know, you tune up your car every 5,000 miles. So we tune up your body and make your body work a lot better.
And the thing I think what happened with UK was you had quite a bit of stress the past year too.
Yeah.
So
that
definitely contributed to you know, that pain that came on, definitely.
And we don't recognize that, you know. I mean, lay people. I mean, I knew I was, you know, I was frustrated having lost my job and at my age, difficulty finding another one, and I probably won't. But, you know, I can handle that. But you're right. And things work on your body against you, and you don't even know what's happening until all of a sudden you can't use your right arm.
Right.
You've got terrific pain in your right shoulder.
Exactly.
And so, well, thankfully, this time I knew where to go.
Yes.
So I am so grateful that you are there, and I just love your work, and I talk about you all the time to my friends who have problems, and they, you know, they think that the doctor's going to give them a medicine that's going to heal them, and I'm sorry, but the pharmaceutical companies don't want you to heal.
Yes.
Yes.
So you get sicker, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or you just don't progress at all, right?
Yeah.
Or you get worse,
right?
And besides which, you're putting
chemicals
in
poison.
Your body.
Yes.
Poison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I learned that from Dr. Tong 10 or 11 years ago.
So yeah.
I don't do that anymore.
Yeah. Actually, I want to emphasize the fact that our treatment eliminate all the emotional garbage that you hold in your body, and that those physical discomfort and pain is actually blockage of your emotional flow. So your stress has a lot to do with your reason and symptoms.
Definitely, yeah. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, the stress because that was the gallbladder channel.
And the shoulder, underneath the shoulder is the heart channel.
Right.
Too much heartache, too much worry, stress, and so forth.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I really now understand that far better.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I will see you regularly. Now.
Good. Yes.
Okay.
See your irregular doctor regularly. Okay.
Kay,
I will.
Thank you so much for joining us today and taking the time.
Okay.
And we'll see you soon.
Okay. You sure will.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Bye bye. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information. You can listen to our past radio shows archived on this website, as well as our YouTube videos. We had with us today two very incredible cases, easy cases, actually. Peter.
For us.
For us, right.
Very difficult cases for other people.
Peter, who suffered from a knee injury, moving cargo, twisted it 3 months ago, tried to rehabilitate himself, but it got worse and worse. The swelling got his knee was like a balloon. After the first treatment, he could get up quickly and swiftly with power.
Without even thinking about it.
Yeah. During the treatment with Dr. Tong, the knee was already deflating 50%. He re-injured it, came back for another treatment, and the strength came back again.
Actually, this happened quite frequently. We have another patient that was so severe, the young patient on a wheelchair or on a cane. Mm-hmm. And then after the first treatment, he went out to have fast food. He walked out with
He forgot to get his cane.
Yes. He said, oh, gosh, now I got to go back and get my cane, you know.
We also had with us Kay, who suffered from an acute exacerbation of shoulder pain. Just woke up one morning, could not even move it, and went to the emergency room. It was so bad. Was there for 3-4 hours, had all the tests done. They could do nothing. They found nothing wrong and told her to go see her regular doctor. After the first treatment, she was pretty much 75-80% better. And second treatment, she's almost 100% better. But maybe you should see her. Then she can get her strength back, too. Because Dr. Tong is the master.
Still. And you're the slave.
That's very true. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com, drtong.com. The other thing I want to add is, you know, a lot of people, there are recommended surgery for a lot of these things that come up, and we recommend, please see us first. Even if it doesn't work what we do, give it a try, because there's no harm done if it doesn't work.
95%, right. You feel a lot better the first treatment.
With surgery, though, if you go in and you cause all the scar tissue, it doesn't get better, you have to go in again, redo it. All that buildup of scar tissue is going to exacerbate and worsen your condition.
And the only thing that heals you is improved circulation.
Right.
That's
and
what
your
we
chi,
do.
Strengthen chi.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Give us a call, 714-556-8664, and have a great weekend. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4:30 p.m. on AM 870, The Answer. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye, and have a great weekend.